I've written a book of fairy tales, and I'm going to go ahead and read you one. Once upon a time, I came across the world's largest light bulbs. Now, I can't tell you where I found them or how I found them, but I will tell you that they're an amazing piece of engineering. And there's a fairy tale oft-told about the light bulb. Edison invented it, and then poof, it took over the world. But there's more than just proving the concept, more than just the science. We all know that when electricity passes through the filament made of high melting point tungsten, it can reach high temperatures. And we also know that it's enclosed in this glass container, so the tungsten doesn't flame out. Yet the filament shows the essentialness of engineering. It's fine to talk about how tungsten's the right material, but how do you get it? That took years of engineering. To make the filament in a regular size 60-watt light bulb, engineers created an amazing double-coiled thin wire of tungsten. Amazing because tungsten doesn't easily form wire. It's not ductile. For example, this copper coil can easily be bent and reshaped. That's ductility. But a piece of tungsten is brittle, it will just break. An engineer at General Electric devised a way to take extremely pure tungsten powder, press it together, and then heat, cool, and bend it until he made tungsten ductile. Now that process isn't a scientific step, it's an engineering step. Now one last thing. The bulb needs to be filled with an inert gas like argon. Without it, the tungsten will burst into flame. It will combust. Now, if I tap a small hole in the back here and let the gas out, you can see for yourself what happens to the filament when I turn it on.
Hey, where'd you get those bulbs?
I don't know. From the Beanstalk. Some guy named Jim Josh, a J name.
Jack?
I don't know. Could have been. Hey, do you have one of those compact fluorescent bulbs?
No, but the Jolly Green Giant does.
Makes sense. He's probably more green.